Talk a little bit about the production. How did you get involved?
I became involved with this production last year, 2012. I got an audition notice, an email, through the Workshop Theater Company, and didn't know much about the piece, but really piqued my interest. Idea of auditioning for the role of Mark Twain, and the piece sounded really good. I love books from this time period, music. I decided to audition, and I'm very glad that I did.
How does it feel to play somebody with the social significance of Samuel Clemens?
Well, that's a big responsibility, very true. But if I were to focus too much on the fame of Mark Twain or the significance of his writing, I think that would be intimidating in the role. But I suppose the best way to approach it is to see him as, you know, an ordinary person, an everyday person, with, you know, an extraordinary way relating the things that he sees and hears and feels onto a piece of paper. And, you know, we're still reading that today because he was so good at that. He had such an interesting point of view. Very, you know, glad for this opportunity.
How did you prepare for the role? Like, did you read anything about Twain? Did you find out anything about him that was interesting that you incorporated into your character?
Well, this happened last year, 2012, and I was placed into the role of Twain just a few weeks before the production opened. I was originally cast as the understudy to the actor playing Mark Twain. So at that time, it was a lot of work to do in a short amount of time, but it was a real thrill. So our director, Susanna Fraser, was actually really great as a mentor and director in helping me create this character, and also just to enter the time period and the world of the character. Because I had, you know, I didn't have a lot of time to you learn the lines themselves. There's quite a lot of words to say in this role. So that was my main priority in making sure that, you know, I had the words, had the blocking, you know, had the notes, the singing, everything like that. So I had to rely on the, you know, the creative influence of the director, the music director, to, you know, help me create this character. Now, this year, I've had a little more time. I've been able to read for myself Life on the Mississippi. And, you know, there's some really good documentaries, even on Netflix, on Mark Twain, and I've really enjoyed the research aspect of that. And again, I am guided by the direction of Susanna Fraser.
Who are some of your vocal influences? Like, who can some people think they hear when they hear you sing?
When they hear me sing? That is a very good question, and I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I'm actually very grateful that as a singer, I haven't been, you know, compared to any other voices, because, you know, it's great to be an individual, I guess. You know, when I pitch myself as an actor, you know, it's usually by my look and my personality. So I usually compare myself to, like, a Brendan Fraser. I get Justin Timberlake a lot sometimes, Matthew Morrison. So.
Awesome. How do you want this play to ultimately be remembered? A couple of years from now, if somebody sees and they're like, oh yeah, that Life on the Mississippi, how do you want them to kind of finish that sentence?
Well, I'd like for them to say that I saw it when, you know, back in the days of the Workshop Theater. I'd like this piece to have a very rich and active future. So, you know, more people continue to find out about it. Because all I think it needs is for people to see it. To become popular, for people to fall in love with it. The story and the writing and the performances given by myself and this really strong cast, you know, speak for themselves. The more people that can experience that, the better. Would you like me to try and answer that again?
No, I got the answer. Okay, I'm sorry. It just, I thought I lost the connection for a second. I got your answer. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here, okay?
Oh, so, I'll do my best, Patrick. I'll do my best.
So let's just say you're outside the theater right before the show starts, and someone walks by and they see the marquee, Life on the Mississippi, and they're kind of like on the fence. They want to go in and see it. They don't want to go in. They don't know what to do. So you get to speak with them for a couple of seconds to kind of entice them to come in the theater. What do you think you'd say to them?
I would say that this particular piece restores hope, you know, in modern writing and what we're seeing being written for the theater today. You know, going to see a show nowadays or at any time can be a risk when you don't know what you're going to see. And there's a lot of material out there. But this, in particular, this piece, it's just so refreshing, and it doesn't even need to, no one should be convinced into seeing it because it is such a good piece in itself. The music, the writing, the performance, the direction, and it's been a real thrill to create it and at the Workshop Theater. Again, there's the draw of Mark Twain and, you know, being known as the American. I think there is something incredibly universal about his writing, and that's why it's so popular today.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Workshop Theater. What do you think makes them different from every other theater company in New York City?
Well, I'm really excited about the musical theater wing that is in development now, and this is a production through the musical theater wing. An important component to a developmental theater company like the Workshop, and I think that this particular piece speaks to the strength and the future of the musical theater wing, and that's headed up by Steve Petrillo. So I appreciate the work that he's put into this piece in developing it, and you know, allowing it to be done now at the Workshop Theater Company. They have a lot of great things going on. They feature individuals as well as groups. They have, in December, they have some super shorts, the best short plays coming up, and that's by the playwrights at the Workshop Theater Company. And then in January, they have an indie musical being produced called Rent. Relent. But, you know, it's been really exciting to first observe the Workshop from the outside and now from the inside, where you have writers and actors and, you know, people with creative talents, directors, music directors, designers, you know, that collaboration is really exciting. And then, you know, these are people with a lot of enthusiasm for what they do, a lot of passion for what they do. And that's what makes the Workshop Theater Company what it is. It is a lot of dedication and hard work and a sacrifice from its members.